As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
She's doing this out of the kindness of her heart because she cares so deeply about her best friend.
Okay.
And she doesn't want her best friend to be with a trash dude.
I completely agree. You never want your friend to date a total loser.
She thinks her best friend is dating a guy who is on Hinge. At least that's the word on the streets, is that he's on Hinge. So she wants us to test him to figure out if he is for sure. Hey, Sonia, thanks for joining the Burt Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. So tell us a little bit about your best friend, and then also tell us about the guy that she's been dating.
So my best friend, she's dating a dude. I think he's trash, but whatever. They've been dating for probably about 5 months, but I don't know. My spidey senses go off about him. Like, I just don't like him. He doesn't. He just doesn't treat her right to me. He didn't get her anything for her birthday. He barely talks to any of us when we all try to hang out together. He doesn't talk to us. He's really dismissive of us. He doesn't like her to hang out with us by herself. And he talked her out of going on our girls trip. So I really don't like him. And I just think he's conniving and he's up to something. I don't trust him. I can
understand with all that why your gut is like, I don't like this dude. Especially when a guy comes in and you feel like he's taking your friend away. And like, it's one thing for your friend to like be hanging out and, you know, she has other things to occupy her time. But when it seems like it's very intentional on his behalf, I can see why you know, your spidey senses would be up. And like, how long have you been friends with her?
Oh my gosh, we have been friends for like 4 years.
Okay. And so what is this that you heard about him potentially being on Hinge?
So a girl that I know told me that she saw him on Hinge. So I told my best friend about it, but she doesn't believe it because she doesn't want to believe he say, she say. Well, I'm like, well, don't just be he say, she say, go look. forget what we say, go check it out. But, you know, he's a good-looking dude. He's not a complete gargoyle. So maybe she thinks maybe somebody just stole his picture and is, you know, creating a fake account or something. I don't believe it. I think he is on there for real.
Gotcha. So I'm not super familiar with Hinge. So Abby, how easy would it be to set like use somebody's photo and set up a fake profile?
Oh, so easy. There's actually a couple of guys in our city that I see over and over that I'm like, oh, there's the catfishes again. And it's always the profiles that are a little bit too good to be true. I'm like, there's no reason a man with that perfect facial symmetry should be liking me. Like, I know that it's some man in his basement trying to get some cash out of me or to embarrass me at a bar by showing up and not looking like the pics.
Gotcha. So there could be some, maybe a smidge of legitimacy to her
to him getting his profile stolen.
To her cover up for him, yeah.
Well, especially if he's objectively attractive, maybe he has a social media following. But what I think is probably the more likely story is that he maybe just didn't delete his Hinge profile, because you can still be found on the apps whether you're active or not. Now, the difference is, obviously, like, if you match with somebody, you know that they're active, but Hinge actually has a little red light or a green light feature that shows when people are on the app. So if it says active now, it means that he's on the app or he's been on the app in like the last hour.
Oh.
But it doesn't tell you like the last time that somebody was on it. It just tells you if they've been on it in that amount of time.
No, it only tells you if they've currently been on the app, like within the last like 30 minutes or so.
Gotcha. All right. And so, Sonia, I know you've heard like our To Catch a Cheater segments, and we have Instagram Scam, we have Snapchat Sting, mm-hmm. we're doing Busted on Bumble now, and you heard that he might be on Hinge. So you want us to try to mm-hmm. Set him up on Hinge. Not in the good way.
Get to the truth.
Please, yes.
All right, so that's exactly what you're going to do. So you're going to give our show director, Tommy, his information and send a photo, because we obviously need to know like who we're looking out for. And I have several friends who have been wronged in the past. And so if they have free time, they're always down to like, you know, do a little sleuthing. And they'll use their dating app profiles. And I have a couple of friends who have Hinge. So they'll get on Hinge tonight and peruse and see if they can find anything. And we can confirm or try to confirm whether or not he is on there.
I feel like your friend is going to have to really make it very clear, because it sounds like her friend is not in the business of being convinced about this guy. So your friend is going to have to really step a game up on this one.
Abby, can you do screenshots?
I could absolutely keep an eye out for it. I've been on Hinge a little bit more recently because I've had some very strange messages sent my way. So it's now become a really fun form of entertainment. But Sonia, I am really feeling you here, because I've had so many friends that have been completely stolen away by these trash humans. And I know how frustrating it is to be so close to your bestie and to enjoy those girls' night outs and have those girls' trips. And for all of a sudden for this man to just take them, and they're not even trying to be a part of the friend group and integrate themselves in your life, just makes me so angry. So I'll be swiping through Hinge trying to see if we can find this man. We're going to take him down.
That came from deep.
Yeah, I really felt that somewhere.
That's very deep.
All right, Sonia, we're going to work on it tonight. We'll report back tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
The Burt Show.